Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Gail?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I was not hearing you.
I just changed my phone because I was not hearing you on the other one. Hello?
Yes,
there's a lot of touch. I'm hard hearing.
Better?
Pardon me?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you clearly now. There was a lot of static before.
All right, so yes, there's some static on the microphone. So I want to thank you, Olivine, for coming on the show, because you know how dear Joelle is to all of us. And I honestly cannot imagine what it is like for you. So I know there were people on, and there's nobody else here yet. But I want you to just tell the listeners who you are, a little bit about you, and then we are going to go into this challenge that you are faced with now, and we want to see how we can be of support to you.
Well, I'm Olivine Gale, and I migrated to this country 7 years ago, September.
Mm-hmm.
Joelle was 14 years old at the time, and so she completed high school here, and she started going to college.
Mm-hmm.
I have been working with the intellectually disabled up until December of last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I think that basically describes me.
Yes, 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 yes. And how many children do you have, Olivine?
I have 2 children. I have a son back home.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34.
Mm-hmm.
Will be 34 in March, the 13th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And Joelle, who was 21 in September
mm-hmm.
of
in
last
September.
Year.
In September. Yes, I want to remind people that they can call in, because there is so much that we can all do together. And a lot of times we don't know how much we can do to support another person until we begin to brainstorm. So I want to remind people to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And that's where you can call in to just lend your support to Mrs. Gale, Olivine Gale. And Olivine is someone I have known for many years. We are spiritual sisters. We are friends. So it's like Joelle is my niece, and I know how it is for me, and I wouldn't even begin to ask her to explain what she's going through. But tell us a little bit about your baby girl.
Well, Joelle, as I said before, she's 21 years old. She is attending, because I'm never going to be using the past tense, because I believe she is safe. She is she's alive. She may not be safe because she's out here wandering, and
mm-hmm.
we don't know where she is. But
mm-hmm.
I know that God knows where she is, and mm-hmm. his eyes are on the sparrow, far less a child of his.
Mm-hmm.
Joelle, as I said before, is currently a student at
mm-hmm.
Brooklyn College,
mm-hmm.
where she was majoring in early childhood education and also special ed, and her minor was in music.
Mm-hmm.
She has
mm-hmm.
expressed the desire to go out on the mission field,
mm-hmm.
and she is a vice president of United Methodist Women. And she, from a church perspective, she has been attending leadership. She is among one of those who have been selected for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Joelle prior to going to Brooklyn College, she was at CUNY IT up in Utica, mm-hmm. and there she played, well, she was recruited for softball, but she ended up playing soccer for SUNY IT. Mm-hmm. Down at Brooklyn College, she made the softball team, and she played mm-hmm. softball for Brooklyn College last season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's on the choir at Brooklyn College. She's very active in her church. And I just don't know. I don't know. But there has been a lot of support, as you know, Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
We have had prayers from around the world. And even today, I went to church today, and the love and support was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And the Spanish community is also praying, because
mm-hmm.
I called, and as the lady said, she's not sure what we call it in how to call it in English, but I figured mm-hmm. it was their prayer band, so they're gonna mm-hmm. they started praying today too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have every hope. I have every hope. I have every mm-hmm. confidence
mm-hmm.
that God mm-hmm. will come through on this one as well.
Yes, he, you know, as you and I know, Olivine, that he has come through for us on so many times and so many occasions. And as difficult as this is, we know his hand is on there. And as we pray each day, we visualize him embracing and supporting Joelle and keeping her safe and sound. You know, people, when I talk to people about Joelle being missing and everything, one of the questions that I've been asked is whether or not you saw this coming. You know, people said, did she have a fight with her mother? I said, no, she don't live at her mother. She lives at her own place. But what would you say to that question? Did you see this coming, that she would probably disappear?
I did not see it coming, but then Joelle has had her struggles
mm-hmm.
and she has been hospitalized
mm-hmm.
for mental health issues
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
there was a time when she ran off
mm-hmm.
but we didn't find her. Joelle found the police and asked to be taken to the doctor.
Right.
One never sees this coming, Dad.
Right, right.
One never sees
no matter.
This coming. You
That's
pray
right.
for your children's safety,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you know that
mm-hmm.
basically we prayed every day
yes.
that God would protect her, that God
mm-hmm.
would keep her,
mm-hmm.
and you really never see this coming, and you're hoping. I mean, it's almost 2 weeks. You'd expect that even if she had a break
mm-hmm.
with reality, that by now something would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't
mm-hmm.
say something has not happened, because
right.
I still have to give God praise and
mm-hmm.
give him the honor and give him the glory,
mm-hmm.
because New York City has 8 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And someone saw her. She went missing
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday, and
mm-hmm.
someone saw her and was able to call her by name. And
mm-hmm.
he said, saw her at 5 minutes after midday on
mm-hmm. Thursday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I think the Lord have us doing this show is that we know that she can be any place. She can be in New York. She can be in Pennsylvania. She can be any place. And this is why we are broadening this circle. And, you know, we are asking people, wherever you are, whoever have a computer, please go onto the show site, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, -Clark-Hudson. And it is Clark with an E, and the Hudson is H-U-D-S-O-N. Go on there. You can print Joelle picture off. You can take it with you. You can go on my Facebook. You can look on her picture. If you see her, you call the police. If you see she need to get to the hospital, please, we are asking you to help us. You know, you can send me an email right there on the show site. And just let us know. But please, put yourself in Mrs. Gale's position. You would need all the help and support that you can get. The other thing I want to say, too, I know that on different occasions, people pull together as volunteers and they want to get together and like comb the streets. If you think that is something you want to do, you know, send me an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. I'll pass it on to Mrs. Gale. And if there is a printer or a garment place that want to donate T-shirts that the volunteers wear that they can coordinate and look like one body, we are here to get any support we want and anything that will help us. But, I mean, she is gone one day too long. And we know that the police, they are doing their best. But in the same token, they have a lot to do. So whatever we can do as responsible citizens of our community, we ought to do it to support them. So all the churches, schools, whatever organization you belong to, I'm asking you, please step forth and see what you can do to bring Joel home. What would you tell a parent now, on hindsight, as you look back? And I don't even know you know the answer, because I know like it's like a whirlwind going through your mind. What would you tell a parent that is listening now? Like you said, Joel have had her struggles and everything like that. On hindsight, if there's one thing you would pass on to a parent now, and you know, we just spoke about not able to see it coming. But if there was one or two things, Olivine, that you would tell a parent, what would it be?
Daphne, I'm not sure what I would tell a parent, because as I said, I did not see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
I must say that, thank God, I'm not suffering from any guilt or any even wondering what I could have done otherwise, because
mm-hmm.
in my heart, I know I did the best for my child.
Mm-hmm.
I provided for her. But then there came a time when we never agreed on certain subjects,
mm-hmm.
and I still don't agree on those subjects, but
mm-hmm.
then well knew that what the rules of the house were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She knew that whether she had a place in my house,
mm-hmm.
I prepared for her quite a number. Joel has moved somewhere, but then quite a bit of her things are here, if not most of her things are still in my house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a space for her when she came back, and I told her, remember, there's always a space.
Mm-hmm.
But then, in fact, when she moved to where she moved to, and because of where she went to live, and I know that that particular place wants to be protected, because it's a place that provides a home for girls in trouble,
mm-hmm.
a home for girls who, whether they are abused at home, a home for homeless and runaways. So I will not say where or
mm-hmm.
the name of that home where she was.
Exactly, exactly.
Joel was going to therapy. I don't know what she told her therapist.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that we had signed like papers that things should have been discussed with me. I don't know what she told her therapist.
Right, right,
and
then
her therapist assisted her in finding accommodation outside.
Right, right. And I tell you, Olivine, all of us as parents, there comes a time when our children think they're grown.
Yes.
You know.
But I must say though, Daphne,
mm-hmm.
that part of one of Joel's struggle is that I believe that Joel would not have been able to live alone because of fear or whatever. Let's call
mm-hmm.
them the demons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she decided that she was going to leave home and go to this place,
mm-hmm.
I really saw it as God answered to prayers because
right.
we expect to die and leave our children. And
mm-hmm.
that was a concern of mine, that would Joel be able to manage, not manage in terms of work and so on, but if she were like in an apartment by herself, would she be able
mm-hmm.
to do it? And
right, of course.
Even where she went, where she went to live, and they offer sell apartments for
self-contained.
Once you have proved yourself, and that was
mm-hmm.
offered to her, she did not take it.
Right, because she was never a loner.
Because she, although she appears to be a loner during the day, she is not when it comes on to living.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
did not see herself being able to live alone.
Mm-hmm.
So even
mm-hmm.
being out there alone,
mm.
as we figure that she is alone, and
mm-hmm.
if he's on the streets of New York City, well, she's not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lives in the city, as you say, that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said to her, and as I've said to her on occasion, I had to see God's hand
yes.
in her going out and... Because I was at a place where if I were called home, let's say I was sick and was being called home daily by my God, then
mm-hmm.
that was one worry I would not have.
Right.
Or I thought I would not have, because she was now being independent. And we want our children to be independent. We expect them
mm-hmm.
to grow up
mm-hmm.
and move on.
Uh-huh,
as to exactly
uh-huh.
what happened, I don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
Right.
And the unanswered questions, too, as well as the uncertainty.
Right.
That really eats at our heart and our
yes.
minds. But,
but I
will remain focused.
Right, right.
You were saying?
And I know, even though Joel was not living there, she still had her keys. She still come there for her mail.
Yes.
I know
her,
she talked to you most
days. This is where her mailing address.
Mm-hmm.
Every piece of mail came here.
Mm-hmm.
She had the keys to my house. She came and went as she pleased.
That's right. She don't have to wait on you to get entrance.
She don't have to wait to call to tell me. Usually, though, Joel is the sort of person who should never come here without calling to say, "Mommy, I'm coming by today."
So if I
wasn't at work, if I never had anything to do, I could always leave
mm-hmm.
her back here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then,
I
saw Joel, because the 14th of February was my birthday,
mm-hmm.
I saw her on the 13th. She gave me a card that really tugged at my heart. And
mm-hmm.
it made me feel that she understood what it was
mm-hmm.
or what it is to
mm-hmm.
be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I read it, I fell apart.
Yes, I remember you shared that with me. And I want to let the listeners know that other than being, well, she's not a teenager anymore, but she's a stellar student, you know. I think Joel started college at what age?
He started at 16.
Yeah, she started college at 16. She's a brilliant young woman, but she has been under a great deal of stress because she just lost her favorite grandmother back in December. So there's a lot of things going on in her life. And we know that she is not well. She's not well because if she was making solid decision, we would not be having this show today because she would have been at her place of residency. And this is why we are so perturbed, because we know she's out there somewhere, and we know the Lord is protecting her. And if you are listening, and if any of her friends from school or any of her friends, I don't care where you are, please call the cops if you see and if you know Joelle. If you know where she is, we want for you to call. We want for you to call. I want to take this opportunity to welcome guest 15260 to the chat room. And if you have a question, you please type it and let us know. I'm here with in conversation with Mrs. Olivine Gale. And Mrs. Gale is the mother of Miss Joelle Tucker, who has been missing in New York City since the 15th of February. That's the day after Valentine's Day. And I know that Joelle was on her Facebook page at 4 something on the 14th, so because she made an entry there. So, you know, we want to just thank the many people around the world that is praying. I tell you something, you know, Facebook is a blessing because we are so connected like family. And the minute you say you have a concern, people are coming to your support. So we want to thank those people who continuously send an email to find out if there's any word yet. And they are just diligently praying. And we thank them for that. We thank them so, so, so very much for all of that. If Joelle is listening now, Olivine, what do you want to tell her? Or if anybody is listening, what do you want them to relate to her?
I would just like to tell Joelle that come home. I know that you know that maybe as a mother I would question, but there is no question to be asked this time. Joelle must know that she has my heart. And I just want you home. I just want you home safe so that I can... that we can look after you, Joelle. Because I know that you have a valuable contribution to make to society. You yourself said you wanted you said you wanted to be a teacher, not only just a teacher, but a teacher to teach children with young children with special needs. Mm-hmm. And it takes a special person who wants to do that. And then your step later on was that you wanted to be a youth minister for the Lord. I know, and I've heard your prayers, I've heard your songs, Joelle, because Joelle also sings, plays this guitar. And she had given me just 3 of her songs she had put on my MP3 player. All 3 I have prayed because they are really prayers to God. I just, you know, I'm thankful that I have those. And I would just like to say, come home. Your mommy loves you. Loves you unconditionally. Just remember that it was more than maybe 2-3 weeks ago I told you that I'm the only one in the world who took a bullet for you. And that still stands. Because that's a mother's love. Come home to mommy, Joelle. Come home to mommy.
And, you know, as you say, no questions will be asked. No judgment will be passed or cast upon you. What, you know, whatever doubts is in your mind, you know, we all care about you. I mean, people back home in Jamaica, your auntie, your brother, your cousins, your relatives in England, everybody is sitting on the edge of their chairs because the phone rings and we are wondering, is it a call from you, Joelle? So, you know, we honestly don't know what's going on in your mind. And we are just here to embrace and to support you and to get you the medical help that you need so you can continue with your schoolwork. If you think that it is too much strain on you and you want to take a semester off, I know you can discuss that with your mother, but don't run away. and be alone, Ranger, with your issues, because everybody is here to support you. Everybody is here to support you. I know maybe, that go ahead, Olivine.
Maybe I should even say, just in case Joel or any of her friends are listening, and I have spoken to the coordinator of the residence that she lives. And they are willing to take. When I asked what will happen now,
mm-hmm.
and I was told that they will take her back. So if she
okay.
is listening and her friends are listening, and she doesn't want to come home to me,
that's right.
And she feels that that's her home, she can go there too,
mm-hmm.
because they are waiting for her to come.
And if
they
she wants to come
waiting.
To Connecticut, if she wants to come to Connecticut, honey, you got a home here.
If you want to go back home, your brother is there waiting.
Waiting.
Everybody
yeah.
is waiting. You
everybody
just have to
is waiting.
Make a decision to say
yeah.
where you want to
yeah.
go,
mm-hmm.
and we will
mm-hmm.
be only too happy to help you to get there. But
mm-hmm.
We can only do it
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if you are back with us.
Yeah, and you know, Olivine, that our children listens to their peers more than
that's
they
right.
listen to us. And I want
right.
to break them up in categories. I want to talk to her classmates, for those who are listening live and for those who may listen on the archive, what would you like to tell her classmates to tell her? I want to welcome guest 15641 to the show. And if you have read the blog, you know my guest tonight is Mrs. Olivine Gale. And Mrs. Gale is the mother of Miss Joel Tucker, who has been missing since the 15th of February in New York City. So please feel free to call the show in or type something that you want to say. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. We thank you for stopping by. And anything you can tell us to help us to put an understanding to this and to encourage Joel to come home, guest 15641, we would love to hear from you. So let's talk to her classmates now. Whether they listen on the archive or they're listening live, what would you want to say to them to pass on in their peer language to Joel?
That, I guess, is that there's no place like home,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what home. I believe that we don't understand them, that we are miserable. And whatever they use to describe the generation of parents.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just because we don't want certain experience.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
do not want you to have to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So when
mm-hmm.
we say that fire is hot and it will burn, it's because we don't want you to experience the burn.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we understand that certain experience you have to have for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whatever mm-hmm. decision we make, it's not because we don't understand. It's not because we have not been down the road, because we
mm-hmm.
were teenagers too.
Oh,
but
yes. Oh, Lord, we were. Mm-hmm.
We make our decisions out of love.
Yeah.
Out of
the
love
only...
and caring and not wanting you to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So
and the difference
I would
is...
just ask them,
mm-hmm.
if they see Joel, ask Joel to contact her school is ready and waiting and looking out for her.
Mm-hmm.
I am here ready, willing, waiting for her.
Mm-hmm.
Her church and also the place where she lives. In
mm-hmm.
addition to that, the police and again the missing persons unit, they are out there working assiduously. I know that a lot of I have been told that a lot of resources has been put into this case.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping. I'm hopeful, and in my heart, I feel that Joel is safe
mm-hmm,
or alive.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
I just
mm-hmm.
ask.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that.
And for
know,
those, for
send her home.
For,
send her home if you see her. Ask
or
her
take her.
Home.
Or take her home.
Or take her home.
Take her home because
take
I'm sure some
home.
Of her classmates drive or whatever you got to do. But don't just send her. Accompany her. Support her and take her home. We are asking you to do that. Not only for us, but for you and for the safety of your friend. Take her home or take her to someplace else. In case she's out of state, call the police wherever and have them get in touch with the authorities in New York. And again, I gave my email, dynamicdaphne@aol.com, or you can go back to this blog talk radio, /Daphne-Clark with an E-HUDSON, and just send a message there and we'll get it. We check different times a day. We check for messages and updates so we can see what is going. Or you go to a church and speak with the pastor or the spiritual leader there. But please, once you get that picture off of the blog site here and you see it's Joel, don't pass her and don't turn your head in the opposite direction, okay? And in case, because she's out there, we're not sure mentally how her health is or anything, if she's going to get defiant, I know she's not a violent young woman, but if you need help and support to make sure you can get her somewhere safe, solicit that support. And that call and that extension for a request for assistance just went out to her classmates. And I know that even upstate that she had gone to college, we know it's way up there, but we want to cover all bases. So what would you like to ask the people upstate where she went to university? What would you like to ask them, Olivine?
Just if they see her, call the authorities. I don't know that if right now the people who she would have met at college probably would not be there anymore. So
mm-hmm.
it would be looking at the pictures, looking at
mm-hmm.
the pictures of her just in case, and
mm-hmm.
the authorities. As you say, call your show, call the missing person unit,
yes.
call, you know, and
mm-hmm.
maybe just, if she's that far afield,
mm-hmm.
maybe they could contain her or just
mm-hmm.
follow her while they, so that they, she doesn't get lost again.
Right. And
that's
oh,
what
Olivine, I have a surprise for you because I just noticed Mrs. Harris in the chat room. And I want to welcome Mrs. Harris. She is joining us from the sunny island of Jamaica, and she happens to be the auntie of Joel. So I don't know whether she's going to call in. So, Mrs. Harris, if you're going to call in, the number to call is 646-915-8166. But if you want to type what you want to say to Joel and Olivine in the chat room, I will read that for you. So we just want to welcome you to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
How is it being? How are you?
Yeah. So
I guess you're hearing me, but I can't hear you. But I love
okay.
you, my sister, and I know you love your niece too.
Yes, 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 yes. She didn't type anything yet. She's probably figuring it out. So if you were on the chat room.
I'm not able to get onto the chat
yeah.
room, as I told you, Daphne. So.
Yeah, so we will get that another time.
We will just figure
so,
it out.
Yeah. Let us talk about Olivine. What's your day-to-day like? How are you making it? I know you are strong spiritually and all of that, but you know, tell us, what is it like for you each day?
Well, I have, and even the experience I've had with all this, it has taught me again that God is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as we hear so much about American employers and so on, when this happened, I went to my office leader and I told him what happened, and I said to him, I still need to be at work, because if I'm at home, I'm going to go crazy, because it's just pacing the floor, not really making sense of what's happening and so on. So he agreed that I would be at work, with the understanding that I would keep my cell phone on, and if it rings even when I'm with a client, I would be answering it. And if there was a call that I had to leave, that he would take over from me and do what needs to be done. So from a working, from my job perspective, they have been more than supportive, because even when I was saying it, I couldn't believe that I would have gotten a yes. And I work with my particular situation that I probably would have had to stop work. And, of course, there are still the bills to be paid. So in that, I know that God has showed me that in everything, he's still in charge. I go to work, and I've had, and then sometimes after work, a couple of nights, especially since Joel was spotted, there was a group from church who went with me the first night, six of us, four men, myself and a friend. And we combed the Port Authority looking for her, because that was where she was sighted. Since then, I've gone to work, come home, get dressed, hit the streets again looking for her. I was off yesterday, so I went out with a friend and looked for her. Today I went to church, and after church, I just walked the street hoping that I would see her. But it hasn't happened. But I know in my heart that she's going to come home. My church has been very, 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 I felt so much love and support there today that, I mean, I never imagined that there was so much love and support, but it was there. And the church is doing something. They're going to be using, we are United Methodist. The United Methodist Church, they are going to be using their distributive channel to try and reach people also. Eventually, Joel will be recognized. That's all I can say.
Yes,
she will be recognized and brought home if she doesn't do it by herself.
What's the most difficult time for you, during the daytime or during the nighttime?
Nighttime, because I live alone. So if I'm very tired and I need to go to sleep, and I wake up during the night. And so night is more difficult, because you're inside, you're hoping. I know she didn't carry the keys for the apartment, so I know that I won't hear the key in the door and see her, because she hasn't got the keys with her. She left those where she was living. And but I'm just hoping to hear the doorbell ring. And
just
the greatest difficulty in all this is the not knowing. The not knowing, and you know, the not knowing.
The uncertainties, yes.
The uncertainties. The uncertainties, but she's mine, and whatever. I mean, it's been 14, it's been. What, 13 days? I'm not even sure. It's been almost.
Wow, it's.
And as far as I know, she's in that
long.
One suit of clothes on her back. And it really boggles the mind to see that somebody who changes their clothes as often as Joel.
So many times a day.
Could be in the same suit of clothes.
For almost 2 weeks.
It doesn't matter. Because I went out. I went out on Friday and I saw a church from Connecticut, Daphne, the Presbyterian Church in Greenwich, and they were handing out blankets and sandwiches to the homeless. And you know, but in all of this, I must say that I too have made a commitment, because unless something like this happens, you hear about it, you don't see the need, you pass people without looking in their faces.
Yes.
But I've been forced to look at the faces, because I really don't know what condition Joel is in. And many, many times when people have had their mental break, you have to take a double take. You have to look again before you realize it's the same person. So yes, we have pictures of. But then I'm asking that she may not really look like that anymore.
Under distress and everything.
And just to remind our listeners that Joel doesn't really wear glasses. That was a post she put on for Facebook. And that is why the other picture is there. She's a little fatter. But, and her face may be a little rounder. She doesn't have the dreadlocks on anymore. She has the low cut. But the face is the same. And the face in the second picture, not the one in the glass, is the face that I know.
I want to read something. I want to read something for you. Vivine says that she finally figured the chat room out. I guess she was trying to figure it out. She said, I'm a dinosaur at these things. And Joel, if you are listening, or those who are listening and would like to pass on to her, your Auntie Vivine wants you to know that she loves you a lot. And everybody wants you home. Your cousins, Safaya and Samara, Sharifa and Samara are there, are very concerned about your safety. So there's a lot of love that is going out to you, Joel, and everybody just wants you home. Everybody wants you home, honey. As your mom says before, that no questions will be asked, no judgment will be cast up on you. But, okay, and she wants to tell you, Olivine, that she loves you very much, and she's praying for you, that your night and your days, and I know that God is able to do all things. That's what she wants to tell you. She's praying for you night and day, Olivine. And she knows, just like you know and you're holding on to and standing firmly on, that God has the answer. And that's why we know that Joel is okay, because he's out there. And, you know, something just got dropped in my spirit. And I want to just go ahead and say it. If any of Joel's friends and associates, if for any reason you are encouraging her to remain in isolation at your place, please don't allow us to hurt anymore. You know, I know she was on medication and she don't have that. She need her medication. So if you love her enough, take her home. Take her home. I don't know why that just came in my spirit, and I just wanted to say that. Because, you know, young people, they support each other and nobody wants to be a snitch. But this time, you have God's approval to be a snitch, because you're not doing her any good if you are harboring her and encouraging her to stay in isolation from her spiritual family, her mother, her father, her brother, her auntie, her cousins, her uncles, her great aunts and great cousins, because everybody loves you, honey. Everybody loves you, and everybody's just on edge. The telephones ring, and we are wondering, are we going to hear about you? Olivine, do you think if you were not a woman of God what do you think would have been happening to you right now?
I, too, would have been on the street last.
Mm.
I, too, because Daphne, it's been a rough spell, not just now.
Mm-hmm.
As you said earlier, that Joy lost her favorite grandmother. That was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we have just had to deal with that in December.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne, would you hold on? Because I don't know if this is the police calling on the
yes,
phone.
Yes,
yes. On
okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to play a song in the meantime until Mrs. Gale comes back and she get that call. So let's play this song, Nothing But the Blood.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me, it stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood speaks in better words than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Why can't wash away?
Nothing but the blood, and as you heard Mrs. Gale's answer before she went for that call, is that she could not have done it without her belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what she holds on to each and every day. And you went for a call, and was that the news from the police?
No, that was not news from it, but the police also,
okay.
The police calls me from a block number, and that was a block number. So whenever, if there's a block number coming in, I'm going to have to take it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
So, but mm-hmm. I can tell you it was somebody was calling me to tell me that a prayer group was getting together to pray. They were calling each other, and they were going to be praying. So
yeah.
I told her right after I'm done here, I will return that call just in case. I think they probably will be doing a phone connection, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, as you know, Daphne, people from all around the world have been praying. And we have had small miracles, maybe not the great miracle we are looking forward to. But God has reminded us over and over again that he's the one who is in charge. And I'm just looking forward to give that praise report.
Mm-hmm.
When Joel is found, or Joel walks back through the door, I'm not sure how it's going to be, but, you know, as I said, without my trust in God, I don't think I would have been able to be talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have been able to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
He promises the peace that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe when people look at me and wonder how come I would be, that is what I've been given.
Mm-hmm.
I've had peace. And so I look to him, I pray to him,
mm-hmm.
and I just ask that he guides and directs me where I am to look. Because he has no hands but our hands, no feet but our feet.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to ask him for direction so that I'm not going around in circles.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that I will go directly to where she is.
I want to take this time to welcome guest 616671. And we're here with Mrs. Olivine Gale. Mrs. Gale is the mother of Miss Joel Tucker, who has been missing since the 15th of February in New York City. That is where she was last seen. And we are on this show here reaching out to you, our Facebook family and social media family, because we know how powerful it is. I want to welcome guest 16744 as well. And we just want to ask you to help us, please. We do not have all the answers. And if there are people who have, even if you have 2 hours or 3 hours and you want to volunteer to help locate her or just to look around, because maybe that 5 minutes or 3 minutes or half an hour when we are not out there looking for her is when she surfaces. So it would be a good thing if we have volunteers who could go out in shifts. So if you are willing to do that, call us. And if there are any garment manufacturers who want to give us special, what is Joel's favorite color, Olivine?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so if anybody,
her favorite color is purple.
Okay,
purple.
So if there's anybody who would, any garment manufacturer would be willing to give some purple T-shirts for with Joel Tucker name on it for the volunteers to wear. You know, call us up and let us know that, and so we can have 24/7 volunteers that is just combing the street. So we would like to do that. So if anybody would like to head that up, call us and let us know. And, you know, we have not because we ask not. And this is the reason why we are asking. We're asking for special purple T-shirt for volunteers to wear. And we are just reaching out to you to help us bring her home. So anybody who is, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, Bronx, Brooklyn, wherever you are. And if you are willing to coordinate the volunteer effort, so just make sure 24/7 we have someone out there that is looking for her. Call us on the show. Let us know. Send me an email and let us set that up just so we can just have it round the clock, because we don't want to miss anything. We want to cover as much time out there, because I know people for the past maybe 3 or 4 nights, different volunteers was accompanying Olivine to go out there to find her. But we want to have some people out there during the daytime too, and even during those times when the other volunteers are not there. So let's hear from you if you are willing to do that. And what else would you like to say, Olivine? I mean, what is weighing heavily on your heart right now?
Yes, maybe there are so many things. The most I can say is, you know, what's weighing heavily on my heart is that I would like to see my baby home. I would like to see my baby safe.
And home does not necessarily mean right here with me, because she's mm-hmm. an adult. It's her decision to make. But at a place where I know that we can go back to talking, she's not missing. She is in the inner circle. She can call. I'd see her at church. I'd see her with her friends, whatever. Just to know that she is alive, she's safe, and she's sound, and at least you can ask if she needs assistance in getting the medical care that she needs. I'm here. I'm mm-hmm. here. I will always mm-hmm. be mother. It doesn't matter if you're 100 years old, Joel. Mm. As long as I'm alive, I'm your mom. And I will play that role. Even if you don't, I won't, I will try and help you. But at the same time, I will have to respect your wishes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will respect
mm-hmm.
your wishes. But mm-hmm. remember, I am here for you. And will always be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are
mm-hmm.
lots and lots of people who love you and are here for you. Just mm-hmm. wanting you to ask them. If you don't want to ask them because our mother and we, whatever, there are many, many aunties.
Mm-hmm.
Blood aunties mm-hmm. and friends who are there mm-hmm. willing and
spiritual.
And calling.
Spiritual aunties.
And they are the spiritual aunts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all of us are doing whatever we can do to see if we can light the path, help to light the path, because God is going to light that path, but help to light that path so you can see the light shining in the way to lead you home.
Mm-hmm. You know, what is it like for Vince? Because I know it is his baby sister, it's his queen, it's everything. What is it like for Vince?
He took it very badly because he's 1,800 miles away. We are separated by lots and lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one way that God has shown his grace and mercy
mm-hmm.
because papers were filed for Vince, and usually when papers are for one thing, for those who don't probably understand the issues of the immigrants and so on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that one has to prove to get a visitor's visa to come to America
mm-hmm.
is that you have mm-hmm. every intention of leaving when you come here.
Mm-hmm.
So if permanent papers have been filed for you, that is already saying you have an intention to live here.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, Daphne, that even where I would have encouraged Vince not to apply for a visa to come here, he went ahead. He put his, letters were written, prayers were said in many, many places. And I think he's just waiting on his passport to come back. He said they approved a visa for him to come
mm-hmm.
so that he
mm-hmm.
can come and lend support. He can help to come and search for his sister. That,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that, again, is a great miracle. One that God has just, showing you that we can say anything, we can do anything, but in the final analysis, he has the last word. Not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, I would have told him, don't bother.
Mm.
Don't bother.
Have you, over these past 2 weeks, have you ever, at any moment, lost hope?
There have been times when it comes into the mind that, what if?
Mm-hmm.
But I must say that there have been flickering thoughts, and what I do, there's a particular song that Hillsong sings, Stronger,
mm-hmm.
He's Stronger, Stronger. I live on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And like this evening, there are three songs that Joel because Joelle wrote songs,
mm-hmm.
played music, and sang them.
Mm.
And some time ago, she had given me, she had put on my MP3 player three songs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was playing them today as her prayer to God,
mm-hmm.
because especially one that said, sometimes, she named it sometimes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it seems as if you are not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, sometimes God feels so far away.
Do you have the lyrics? Do you have the lyrics with you?
I don't have the lyrics, but
mm-hmm.
It was just today I said I was going to play it and write them out. But
yeah, because I was going to ask you to share it for us to listen.
It says sometimes she feels that God doesn't care.
Mm.
Sometimes he feels so far away. And sometimes
mm.
she breaks and she makes mistakes.
Mm.
But then when she gets down on her knees,
mm-hmm.
she knows that he's there and he loves her enough to have given his life for her. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was just saying that
mm-hmm.
in addition
mm-hmm.
to one where she also has that she'll wait, you know, and she'll just wait on the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
I would say those as her prayers to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her prayers to God. There is
mm-hmm.
one that she sang when she came, one that she wrote when she came out of the, I think it was when she came out of the hospital. But
mm-hmm.
Her computer is on her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not touched anything but I'm hoping that there are a lot of songs that she has written and has sung that are on there. And I'd asked her before that if she could put them on the MP3 player. She didn't. But I'm going to insist that they're going there, and because that too, just hearing her voice singing is encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Olivine, Samara says, Auntie Olivine, I am hoping you will find Joelle. Best regards, Samara.
I'm hoping too, Samara, and I love you,
yeah.
My darling.
And she says she's going to bed now. I guess she has to go to school
yes.
in the morning. So she's off. She's going to bed. So we want to
Tamara. Sleep tight.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Olivine wanted to sleep tight, honey. Okay. This question comes to mine because I know she's a devoted Christian and she's committed to the Lord. But as I listen to you repeat the words of the songs that she wrote, there were evidently some times when she think God was not there for her. Do you have any idea what could have brought that on?
As I said, I think those songs were written after she was in the hospital for 12
mm-hmm.
days. And I think those were written coming out of that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
is another one that she has where, you know, she asked the Lord to fill, not just her, but to fill us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fill us.
What was the expression given by Joelle when her grandmother passed? Because we know that that was sudden, because although she was ailing for a number of years, she wasn't kind of out. And that was sudden for everybody. How do you think Joelle took that?
I'm not sure, because it's as if she said, oh no, when are we leaving? Like
mm.
in one sentence, like, oh no, when, because... And then I said to her, when are we leaving? You need to go and work out with school, whether or not you are going to take care. Because Mama died the 4th of December. It was right down into finals.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went to school. She sorted that out. She realized that she never even had to do her exam early because of the
mm-hmm.
need for the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So arrangements were made I went down before her. She came down afterwards. But at least she was there for her grandmother's funeral. And then she spent a week in Jamaica and came back. But I thought she, at least, as bad as that was, it gave, because she stayed with her brother, so it gave them an opportunity again to connect. Because there's a 12 and a half years difference. And as I said, she came here at 40. So now there were two adults rather than an adult and a child who were coming.
Do you think if Joel was living in Jamaica, some of the struggles and pressures that she encountered here in the U.S., she would have been encountering those?
I would say that I don't believe that she would have encountered some of the pressures and some of the issues that she has had to, that she has encountered here. Because there, for instance, I know I have never, even though we have been here the same length of time, the discriminations and so on and so on, I have not experienced those. Or maybe I've been blinded to it, that I don't see it as discrimination. Because as you know, Daphne, we're coming from a place where you don't feel discriminated against for one thing or another and so on. And even as I, even since this situation, like I've been told that maybe if she was white, if we were rich and so on and so on, I would have seen more effort. But as I said to someone yesterday, I mean, I need the police, we need the police, but I don't need the police as much as they think I need because I have God. And, you know, I know they are doing a great job. I know they are overwhelmed. I know she's not the only one out there. I know that, I know that, I know that. And some have been out there for years. And my heart goes out to those parents and families. And all I will say to them, just keep praying. We can't give up hope. And just remember that the other day, not so long ago, one child who was lost for 20 years came home.
That's right.
We saw that.
That's right. Oh, yes, we did. Oh,
I mean,
yes, we did.
We're hoping that it doesn't take that long. We're hoping it doesn't happen and that Joel will be here tonight. But it happens. We see it. People are forgotten about and then they just step here. And that's it. But as I said, they are doing, I will not say that they are not doing a good job because it's not totally up to them.
That's right. That's right.
It's not totally up to them. And
but
they have
as
to be using, they have to be using whatever, like say the news media. I'm not sure if police hand something to the newspaper that they handle the same day.
Missing
persons don't make news.
And
I mean, it makes news. It does not sell newspapers.
That's right.
We know that they're in business. But here I am, I'm appealing. We have eyes.
And
all
as responsible citizens.
Eyes. And it's our eyes that's going to make the difference. Our
that's
eyes
right.
that's going to make the difference.
And as responsible citizens, we can do a lot to help and assist our police and our detectives, because we are out there, we are grassroots, and we have the ins and out of how to resolve these problems. So let us not sit back and fold our arms and put our legs up. Let us stand up and take action as responsible citizens, citizens who believe that it takes the village to get result. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, but yes, it takes more than just raising a child. It takes a village to get results. And this is the time when the village needs to come together. We need the Latino village. We need the Jewish village. We need the Italian village. We need the African-American village. We need everybody to come together as responsible citizens to help us find this young woman. Find this young woman. And, you know, Olivine, I remember we were speaking this morning, and you mentioned something that someone instructed you to do. And I would say that there is no time that is more fitting to do that than to do this on this global airwave. So, do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
You remember what the young lady told you that the other mother did?
Oh.
And I know it might be awkward for you, but I mean, the Spirit don't tell us to do anything that doesn't have a meaning. And what better place to do it than to do it here?
No, well,
it's the
well,
global.
The thing is, I have been told by two persons already that I should just, one said that I should just call out her name, and because, like, when you call out her name, whatever force would take it around
the universe,
would know with the universe,
and
that she would hear. And the other person said to me that I need to be calling out her name for my sake to give to give release.
Good. So,
you know,
call her. We need you to call her, because every time somebody plays, every time someone downloads this show, she's going to be hearing the echo of her name being called. So we want you to go ahead and call her.
Joel, your mom loves you. Joel, it's your mom calling. Come home to mama, please, my darling. Come.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm telling you, you know, I got to tell you, you are one warrior of a woman, because, you know, I've been praying that for God to give you the strength to do this show, because I know it's not easy for you to do, and you just gave a stellar performance, you know, and everything. And again, we want to encourage the people to call in. Call here. We have another 39 minutes remaining. I want you to call us. It's 646-915-8166. Call us. Let us know what you can do. You don't have to do a whole lot. But what they say, every little makes a model. And whatever little that you can do to help us bring Joel Tucker home, we are depending on you. We need your help. We need your support. We need the help of your organization. Whatever you can do. And if there are any parent or relatives who are listening to this show live now on a Sunday night at 9:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you are listening to the show and you know of anyone who went through a similar challenge, and if you know any resources that they use that help them through, please call and share that with us. Because as I said, that whatever we can get to use, we want to use that. So again, call us. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And remember, if you locate her, call the authorities, hospital, wherever. Call call the show here, the telephone number. Go on the site and send a message. Go on Facebook and look on my Facebook page, Daphne Clark Hudson. You'll see Joelle's picture there. She's also one of my friends on my page. You can open it up and you can see different pictures of her. But we just want to familiarize yourself with what she looks like. Her hair, she doesn't have the dreadlocks anymore. Her hair is cut low. And sometimes she's wearing a cap. Is it a jeans cap or something? What color is that
her
cap?
Because it's winter time, and
right.
So more often than not, she will cover the hat with a hoodie.
Mhm. Mhm.
So her head is more often than not covered.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
So you won't even see the hair.
Mhm. And she wear what? She wear a Timberland boots or something sometimes.
I'm not sure what she has on because she
mm-hmm.
has. She has boots, she has sneakers, she has...
But even if you see a black woman and you're not sure if it is her, you know, just suddenly call out Joelle Tucker. Because when you don't expect to hear your name and you hear your name, you're going to turn around. So, you know, we just want you to use everything that you have available to you. If you are not sure if it's her, just call her name out. Joelle Tucker. Joelletucker. Just shout it out loud. And if she's not expecting to hear her name and she just hear her name called, she's going to turn around. So, and that happened. You just let somebody know and you go follow her, you know, until somebody else can get to her. What else would you like? We know you told Joelle you love her. You know you told her to come home. And is there anything else that you want to pass on to her?
My mind is drawing a blank.
If Miss Mack was alive today, what do you think she would want to say to her baby girl?
Well, I know that my mother was a praying woman, and I'm sure she'd have told her, "I love you. I'm praying for you." Because when our children get to a certain age, we know that they are making their own decisions. And in fact, if it is Joelle's decision to leave New York City, and even just get in touch and say you're all right, and
yes.
I have bid bye bye to that city. I'm fine. Just let us know that she is fine. And
that's right. That's what bothers us.
When you're settled, you can get in touch. But just let us know that you are okay.
That's
that
right.
You are not in need of help. Because remember, we know that you are out there and you, whether you have taken the decision that you don't need medication anymore, that's one of our concerns, that you are no longer on your medication. And but just let us know, because we will have, I mean, I have promised, and probably that no question, if it is a decision that you are making that I believe that is going to endanger your health and well-being, of course I will try and reason with you. But finally the decision is ultimately yours. And just let us know you're fine. Just let us know you're fine. If you, once you're fine, and it is your decision that you're out there, you don't, you can't take the pressures of life and whatever. Just let us know that we can be content, that you're safe, you're happy, and then that one day when it's, you know, you'll just come back to us. You'll come back and visit us. You'll come back and call us. You just need time to sort out your own feelings, to find sort mm-hmm. out your own thoughts, but just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know.
Olivine, is it difficult for Joelle to be a Christian young woman, part A, and part B, is it a challenge for her to have a mother who is this strong spiritually? Do you think that that is something she struggles with sometimes?
I am not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I am not sure, but Daphne, part of my spiritual strength
mm-hmm.
comes from having Joelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had difficult times in my life. And I know that many, many times, especially when Joelle was under 7 years old, God used Joelle to speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe part of the struggle, I mean, quite less than 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
she has said to me, you might not know why God gave me to you, but I know why God gave you to me as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult to be a Christian,
mm-hmm.
Whether you are young or you're old, because it takes growing and it takes believing. And as I say, it takes mustard. I pray for mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith. And you know, you and I have had this discussion
mm-hmm.
as of smaller mustard seed is.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I mean, when we use mustard, and if it's seeded, we probably don't even recognize that it's the seed that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And God has said to us, if you have faith like a mustard seed,
that's
you can
right.
say to the mountain, move. And we're not
mm-hmm.
talking, we're talking about emotional mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So the physical mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
As I say, it's difficult. If it's difficult to be a Christian, and we know, I'm not so sure if difficult is the right word. It's difficult to get to that place where you
mm-hmm.
know that it's not that you are not going to sin. It's not that you are going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But because we know that as much as God is fighting for our lives, it's
mm-hmm.
the same way the evil one is fighting. And then he
That's
says,
right.
oh, you're not good enough, and so on
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
it takes a while to get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Where you know that where God says, I have thrown your sins in the sea of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, the greatest difficulty of the Christian walk is that
mm-hmm.
we can't forgive ourselves.
That's right.
God
That's
has
right.
forgiven us.
That's
so
right.
Until
That's
you
right.
get to that place,
mm-hmm.
and it takes time, it takes
mm-hmm.
experience. And as
mm-hmm.
I said the other day to a group, when you become a Christian, it's like you are a baby again. Look how
mm-hmm.
long it takes you to grow to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the temptation
mm-hmm.
that you're not good enough. Do you think God
mm-hmm.
will forgive you for what you have done there?
Mm-hmm. But
that
he has already done. Yes.
And
yes.
He has already
yes.
done that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes
mm-hmm.
back in our psyche,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we forget that when we have made that mistake according to Joelle, and you fall down on your knee and you said, Lord, forgive me. It is
mm-hmm.
over.
Over. It's done.
But
it's done.
It is done. But then
it
tomorrow
done.
Morning, the
mm-hmm.
evil one comes. You think God
right.
could forgive you for that? You are this,
mm-hmm.
you are inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
You are not inadequate.
That's right, because
you
are...
You can't walk. The
That's
Christian
right. Nothing.
Walk, as we know,
nothing
it,
can separate
it,
us. Yeah.
It's a difficult walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult walk because there are temptations along the way. And as mm-hmm. I say, it is for the young person, it is difficult. For the old person, it is difficult. And once we lose sight, once we take
mm-hmm.
our eyes
mm-hmm.
off Jesus,
mm-hmm.
then we can find that we are struggling, and that's all the evil one, the devil wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we will use that opportunity.
here or so we to walk. If you are not careful, you never know what can happen.
I want to read something from the chat room, and it says, Joelle, like all young women of that age, will struggle with many issues. She's at the stage where she is grappling with who she is, what she wants, and so forth. And in time, she will find her true path. I am just worried because I don't know if she's safe. And, you know, that person, like all of us, that's all we want. Because even us as adults, and I want to thank the contributor for writing that. And it is so true. Because even as adults, especially we who fall into the category of single women or single parent, you know, we go, I know last night I was on the phone with a woman in Florida, and this woman is in her 50s, and some stuff she was telling me that she was encountering, it turned my stomach, and I said to her, please, don't tell me anymore. Because I'm listening to this grown woman talking to me about how this man, who is supposed to be an affluent leader, is playing her and what he's doing to her. And I'm thinking, when is she going to wake up? And as I read this, now I'm thinking, if that woman is struggling at 50 plus, can you imagine a 21-year-old living in a society that is totally different from the greater part of her life when she grew up in, you know? You got to be politically correct about everything. Everything. It's not easy being a young person now. It is not easy being not a teenager anymore, but young. I want to piggyback on something you said, and it's about the evil one attacking us and all of that. You know, I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine some time ago, and she said to me, you know, Daphne, as Christians, we go through so much attack and so much challenge. And she said, the people who are out there in the world, they don't have any issues. And all of a sudden, both of us got the revelation that if the devil have you under his thumb, you know, he don't need to worry you because he already have you. Okay? The person says, if she's safe and needs time to sort out herself.
Well, the thing is,
let me read this. If she is safe and needs time to sort out herself, this is fine, because there are things when you simply have to be alone and be still to deal with the real big issues. But
yeah,
all again,
saying,
is what we want to know, she's safe doing that.
All we are saying, and I think we have said it, is that if she needs to be alone, just let us know that she needs to be alone.
Mm-hmm,
because once he has made contact and says, I am safe, I just need to be alone, I need to sort myself out, that's all we need.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
all we need.
Mm-hmm.
And then to answer the person who wrote about safety and so on, is the only safe place, I believe, is in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl, even before this situation, she has been placed in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where she is. Because
mm-hmm.
he can't watch our children. That's why we pray them out in the morning and give God praise when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be there with them 24 hours. We can't do what we know. We certainly as Christians know. that we have a God who can do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
We have a God who,
mm-hmm.
and there have been stories, there was something that was making the email circuit there. This lady who went to an alley, and the person who came behind her was raped, and she
mm-hmm.
wanted to ask the rapist why, and he said, as far as she was concerned, she was walking alone, but the
mm-hmm.
rapist said two men were with her.
My God, that's the angel. That's the angel. Isn't that powerful?
As someone said, when we say the 23rd Psalm, which says,
mm-hmm.
goodness and mercy shall follow us, they are
mm-hmm.
actually angels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are actually
mm-hmm.
angels who are walking with us.
Mm-hmm.
And
we know Joel has prayed that prayer many, many times, so we know she's not alone.
And right now, even now as we see, people around the world, not just in America, are
mm-hmm.
praying.
That's right.
Are praying and praying
mm-hmm.
in
different languages.
Going up.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the only person who can keep her safe is God Almighty, and that is who we are appealing to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
people see, maybe laying down in the streets, maybe cutting at a bus terminal, and it's cold in New York City.
Mm.
It is cold. But then I also know that the God that I serve, the God that you serve, Daphne, is the God of warmth and the God
mm-hmm.
of thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't want anybody listening to feel that I'm a fanatic. Because I'm not. But
mm-hmm.
when you have experienced God's grace and mercy,
mm-hmm.
when you have seen him, because this is not the first time that Joel this is the first time that she has disappeared so long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the first time that she has run out and has been
mm-hmm.
brought back safely.
Mm-hmm.
And just trusting God another time.
Mm-hmm.
Just trusting God another time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is why I will sound like I'm strong and so on. But
mm-hmm.
I have experienced God's
mm-hmm.
grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yesterday,
mm-hmm.
today, and forever. And that is
mm-hmm.
what I have to hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
That is what keeps
mm-hmm.
me saying.
Mm-hmm. While we wait to see if anybody else calling, I just want to play this song and so you can grab some water or something to drink. In Christ Alone. I just want to play this song.
Let angels prostrate fall.
You know, it's a good thing we know that he's Lord of all and nothing is too difficult for him. And Joel, as we wait for you, honey, as we wait to get you home, we will continue to lift the praises up to Almighty. And we are just going to praise you home, girl. We are just praising you home. We want you to know that we love you. We know that every night it's difficult for us all to go to sleep. It doesn't matter, you know, for those people in England, those in Jamaica, and those of us here in the USA. You know, your Facebook family, your schoolmates, everybody is worried about you. And we want you home. We just want you home safely. And if you decide you want some time by yourself, we just want you to have some safe time by yourself. Ain't nobody going to be breathing down your neck and getting up all up in your business and all of that. Girl, we just want you home safely. We want you home safely. Your cousins are worried about you. Everybody loves you and everybody wants you home. And no judgment will be cast upon you for what you have done. No questions will be asked. It's going to be like when the prodigal son returned home. You know, everybody was thinking, oh, that father is crazy. But what he did, he gave him the best coat to put on and killed the fattened calf. And there was a big party. There might be a big celebration. There will be tears, but there will be tears of joy. The one thing I know is that telecommunications all over the world will be making a lot of money because everybody's going to be calling everybody to say, Joel is home. And if somebody's listening and want to tell her, just let her know that all we are asking of her is that she come home. We want her to be safe. We want her to be well. To be safe and to be well. To be safe and to be well. What would you like to close with, Olivine?
Again, Daphne, it's this situation has made me realize that when you say you can't imagine what somebody who has been placed in this situation, how they are feeling, what their feelings are, it is so true. Mm-hmm. Because until you have walked the road, mm-hmm. you really don't know how it feels. It is beyond anything that I could have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I expect to be on your program for the praise.
Amen. For the party. Praise party,
and,
girl.
And the praise, and not only me, but that it will, I will be the one probably behind Joel saying, you need to say.
And thanks to the people, yes.
Thanks to the people. Thanks to all who have prayed. Thanks to, you know, just giving thanks to God.
Yes.
For his love and mercy. And basically, just to say to anybody else who is in my position that, I mean, just seek God. The love, the outpouring of love and support has been amazing. And that is when you really realize that, you know, you only really all you need is God, because He will send His people to support you.
He will send
His people to support you, and you because you know one person, you mention it to one person, and before you know it,
thousands are asking,
and consequently, even when your feet flicker a little bit, you know that the others are holding you up and
holding steadfast.
I remember when I called Silent Unity, and the lady says, "Don't let one
negative thought enter your mind. And
yes.
more than that, don't speak it.
Amen. Amen.
As I said, so thousands and thousands have been praying.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said to my son today, you will see that when God people pray and God people work, how amazing the results will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the result is going to be amazing. And I would just like to close with probably something that I have grown up with, because my mother would always say, whatever God does is well done. So the result I'm expecting is one that has God's hand on it. She will be things. It will be a testimony.
Yes.
And it will be a testimony that will save many who have walked down the road that she has walked. Because sometimes it is difficult for us who have not been there to testify to people who are in a particular situation, because you can say to you don't know what it feels like, etc., etc. But if I have walked the walk and talked the talk, and when I'm saying God's grace and mercy has brought me through, then it takes on a different thing. The question will be, he has done it for you, then he certainly will do it for me.
Your sister, your sister wants you to know that she's sending you positive thoughts. She's sending a lot of positive thoughts your way. And she wants you to know that in the deep recesses of her soul, she knows that Joel will come home.
That she has been
and,
saying.
Yes.
And I have not met one single soul who has not felt... Who has felt that she's not, she is not being taken care of. And when God is on your side, Daphne, nothing can hurt you. And
that's
as
right.
I said to Joel in the past, nothing can happen to you unless God permits it. So whatever is happening to her, it's because God has permitted it. And that is what I will hold on to. Whatever it is, my faith in God will not change.
That's right. And you know something?
It will not change.
As challenging as this is for all of us, the one good thing that has happened these past almost 2 weeks is that Joel has the world on their knees.
Exactly.
There are a lot of people who on their knees now diligently who was not as diligent. And for that, we thank you, Joel. However, we want to know you're safe, honey. And we promise you, we're going to continue on our knees for the praise. But let us know.
Also to Daphne, if one single person listening to this program tonight has been drawn closer to God, then Joel's disappearance would have been worth it. Because... we wouldn't be talking like this. We'd probably be talking otherwise. And if this is the purpose for it, then to God be the glory. And as I said, if one single person has made a step closer to God because of this, and how we have been talking, then because that is what we are here for. That is what we are here for, to help to build God's kingdom. And it's not for us to say what method that the Lord is going to use. And as you say, I have been kept on my knees because of the many trials and tribulations of life. But I would not have wanted it another way. I don't want... I just love being in God's grace and God's mercy. And having his arms around me and being reminded, regardless of how dark the situation is, that he will never
forsake you.
And for Joel, I will say to you, Joel, if you are listening, remember that the God of your mother, the God of your father, grandmother, and the God of Abraham says, if you make your bed in hell, there I am with you. And with that, I close, Daphne.
Yeah. Olivine, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to thank Vivine for joining us for the entirety of the show. And I want to announce that my guest for next Sunday will be Dr. E.V. Patrick Harris from the sunny island of Jamaica. So he's going to be my guest next Sunday. So join us here. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. And again, join me on Wednesday morning between 10 and 12 noon when we will deal with the inspiration, empowerment, and education of entrepreneurs and small business people. I thank you for helping my friend. And just go out there, spread the word, print Joel's picture off and take it, and keep your antennas up so you can be more observant. Whatever you do for anybody else, it is as if you are doing it for God. So do your part and help us bring Joel home. Joel, honey, we love you and we want you home. And I thank those who sign in and to listen to the show live. And for those of you who will listen on the archive, I thank you. I see it as a privilege that you choose to click the dial to listen to my show. I want to remind you that we were all created for a destiny. I was, and so do you. I want to also remind you not to allow anyone to derail you off your destiny. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, stay blessed this week and be observant. Everywhere you go, observe for a beautiful young woman by the name of Joel Tucker. God bless you, and I love each and every one of you.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.